Yo, what's up, everybody? You're not tuned in to Off the Rock. And look, man, I know we told you hiatus, but look, we back on you.
We back.
Rising the ranks and here for you to talk about how we gave thanks on Thanksgiving. Look at us. I'm rapping. I feel good about it. Thanksgiving was great. I feel like I gained like 25 extra pounds. Probably looked like I gained 25 extra pounds.
Ditto.
Okay, then. Well, y'all know who we here with. We got Bougie Hippie.
Howdy, howdy.
And it's her birthday.
It's her birthday.
Ay.
It's her birthday.
She done turned 25 all over again.
20 great.
Yeah.
20 great.
20 great.
Yeah. How does it feel to be a little bit older?
You know, it feels like 27, but I also feel like there's so many new characters. This season's about to be great. Season 28, episode 1.
Good to be here. I'm excited. With you, girl.
Yeah.
Do you need WD-40 yet?
No.
Because, man, when I turned 28, I felt like I needed it.
Now, I'm not going to lie, y'all.
Maybe some muscle rub, but we ain't in the WD-40.
I'm not in the WD-40, but I do need to soak a lot more often these days.
I'm trying to tell you.
And I stretched today, and, man, it was like Rice Krispies. Just ooh, snap, crackle, and pop, y'all.
When you put the milk in there.
Yeah. So my suggestion for anybody turning 20 great or more, really 25 plus. Start stretching.
25, man.
Please start stretching, y'all.
Yeah. Once you get out of your party phase.
Stretch
every
day.
If you are a party phase person.
Even if you're in your party phase.
Well, yeah. But
like, hydrate, stretch, because it really does make a difference. And yeah. But it feels great to be 28.
Great.
Mm-hmm. I love it here.
Love it here.
There we go. We also got Andy with an I.
It is I. Andy with an I.
In the building. Feeling all comfortable? You comfortable?
I'm comfortable.
Okay.
My mic's not hitting my chest.
All right.
Hey.
We'll take it. Yeah. We'll take it. Because normally y'all be listening to podcasts. We'll be in the back and I hear boom, 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 boom. I'm going to sound like we got an old school bass player back there. Boom, 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 boom. We got your favorites. Oh, my God.
Oh.
Sound like somebody just cold started.
I won't be able to talk. No, man, I ain't gonna get it.
It's all good. It's all good. We just had the cold start our box, Chevy.
Yeah. And rub it. You gotta rub it and pray at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Lord, baby. Let it run a little bit.
Mm-hmm. That was something.
If it run, if it's not.
You know, when you got to pump on the gas, it sound like a Michael Jackson song. Mama see, mama saw, mama saw.
Come on. I tell Big Birthday every day. You've made it through yesterday.
Mm. Man.
You can pull it through today. Y'all heard me whining?
You better speak affirmations into Big Bertha. She's a good
Bertha. Need all of it. She need all of it.
If you've met Big Bertha and riding Big Bertha, you'll know why Big Bertha named Big Bertha.
Boy, yeah. Big Bertha get that one. Not when you want to, but she'll be there right on time.
Man.
On time.
On God's time.
God's timing. Because
couldn't tell you how many times she fixed her own problems.
What? Man,
Big Bertha be fixing herself. She, just chill out. Get off me. Let me fix it.
Let me rest.
Like, it was a time when my doors kept locking by itself.
Oh, man.
And then we just.
No, it was worse than that. We cut on the radio and the doors locked.
Yo.
I wish
unlocked the car and the window started going down.
Yeah. You gonna hear this jam.
Everybody.
It was doing it. It was literally doing the whole
ride everywhere. We parked the car. DJ stepped back and said, I'ma give some people a call. I'm gonna try to figure it out. Next thing you know, it just stopped. And we was like, well, okay.
All right,
Big Bertha.
Bertha said she tired.
Yeah. She said, you've been riding me.
Yeah.
Man. Also, I just want to say, y'all, before we go any further, I really appreciate y'all surprising me for my birthday. So
it's cool.
Sorry.
I was getting there.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Kusan. I was trying to give a thank you speech. Go ahead.
Forget the producer.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Well, look, we got the producer with us. Your favorite Step Pappy.
All right.
DJ. Step Pappy.
You're.
Okay, then.
Is he your step pappy?
Is he your step pappy? I know on, give me, hold on, hold on. Is he your step pappy?
Are we on the air?
We're gonna clip that. Are you?
Now we clip.
Is he your step pappy? And that's gonna be my intro.
Yes.
Just play that every time. I
hands on your knees. Oh my bad. All
right, go ahead. Say what you were saying. But
yeah.
You hit me.
Yeah. What continue. Happened?
Well, I just wanted to say thank y'all. I want to thank y'all on air. So for listeners, I just want y'all to know Off the Rock, they don't play. Like, they bamboozled me, y'all.
Bamboozled.
Hoodwinked. Okay. And I'm over here thinking, like, there ain't nobody putting nothing on the books for my birthday. And then the other day, it was a whole surprise function.
I tried to, like, ease her to it. Because I was like, yo, I'm going to do something for your birthday. And she was like, well, what day, what time? I said, don't worry about it.
See.
Just know it's going to happen.
And we did something for her, too. We gave her a cupcake.
One singular cupcake.
And she was so, that's how we knew she thought nobody was going to do nothing. She was too excited.
So happy about one single cupcake.
For a singular.
And she said, I'm going to take pictures.
That fell over on the ride.
On the ride there. And she's like, I'm gonna take pictures. It's okay. It's beautiful. Fine. And I'm just like, it's Jessica. Okay.
She didn't know it was 30 more.
Mm-hmm. 30 more.
30 more.
30 more.
I think it was like 36, but hey, I don't know. Who's counting?
The person who bought them?
Exactly.
Yeah, you're right about that.
I definitely wanted to make sure everybody.
Shout out to Andy with an I.
Man.
And shout out to Danielle.
Shout out to Danielle.
The Jones the Barbecue ultimate. And Foot Massage
Jones group chat. Group we chat. Made it happen, baby.
We made it happen.
And so, you know
off
what
the
I
rock
knew?
Plus Danny.
Right. And you know what I knew what needed to be done? I know that sounded crazy, but what needed to be done is someone tell Aaron, you don't have no plans for today. The way Aaron came to me after church, what we doing? And I was like, I did tell you you ain't got no plans, Danny. Yes. I was on her books the whole day. Mm-hmm. I wanted to make sure she ain't did nothing. I didn't want her to be too tired.
When I tell you after church, she was at the car window. So what are we
I'm
doing?
I'm talking about
and I was like,
tap.
Oh, no.
She did the little nail tap.
Scared, actually.
Man, scared, startled me.
So where are we going?
What
are
right, we doing? What were we doing?
Was there ice cream?
Look, I had the window partial. I said, I'll call you. I let you know. I'll call you. Okay. No rush. I'm just like, that baby is hurt. she just thought nobody did.
We would have had a better time trying to plan against the Russians or something.
Man.
Because, like,
the
boy,
way
we
I
had
to put my phone on airplane mode.
She asked me, it's going to send me a picture and be like all birthday stuff.
And
I was like, I said it was night shenanigans.
What are you doing? And I'm like, I'm at church. I got a rehearsal.
He was sitting next to us.
Too. Right.
And I'm like, God. I was like, thank God. The church that I know is across the street. So if she look at the location, it'll look like I'm at the church.
Yeah. You're in that general area. Yeah.
You know, surprisingly, I didn't look at anybody's location.
We told
Danielle
to make sure you don't.
Mm-hmm.
But like, not even like, I just didn't do it though. Like
it
wasn't
the spirit was there.
Yeah, God
not
was telling me
to
risk my job.
Because we realized a lot of people there, you had their location.
Everybody's
location.
Location.
Except
Jamal.
And Andrea.
And Sam.
Adriana.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Adriana's is because Adriana.
I don't know how Zoe.
I don't think that was relevant.
Yeah, that's not
at all.
No.
I'm saying, though, I don't have everybody.
She working up to
that. I don't have everybody.
I was just going to say, she'll soon have it. Like, so that was not even.
Right.
You ain't even asked the question yet.
Exactly.
Yeah, you working up to it, though.
See, she liked to play it smooth. Mm-hmm. Like, if you could just give me a location. I mean, we could just.
Nah, that's not even how I play it. What I do is I just send mine first.
And she see who shares theirs indefinitely.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you want to share yours indefinitely with me, you want to be locked in.
You want to be locked in? You want, like, you know what I'm saying?
I
don't know. But I loved it, y'all. Like, I was really surprised, and I'm really thankful for it. And I normally don't like surprises. But that one was pleasant. It wasn't too overstimulating.
Yeah, and that was the hard part.
That was the hard part.
We had to make sure we invited people that you liked.
While
also trying not to over-invite.
Mm-hmm.
While also trying to make sure we can get it at the skating rink. While also making sure that the DJ understood what we was trying to do.
It was a plan.
It was a lot.
It was strategy. Yeah.
We had brought it down to five. We all invite five people.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And none of mine came. Mm. So
two of mine dropped.
Mm-hmm. Everybody I invited showed up, but they was everybody that was in the group chat.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. Yours didn't count.
Basically.
Danny's.
Well,
came
technically,
through.
I invited Sam, so one did come.
Okay. He had no choice. Right.
Yeah.
Well.
How are you?
Oh wait, what do you mean? How am I?
Right. Yeah. That was right. We didn't even say that.
I had to like.
Are we
you
doing
know,
temp checks?
Yeah. No. Like I hopped on my.
Oh, your birthday wave.
Yeah.
You want to see how I was doing for the Thanksgiving situation?
Yeah. Look, how was yours?
Let me tell you. I was hanging on by a string, all right? The day before, I worked like 9 extra hours.
Extra hours?
Yeah, man. I had to help with some stuff at the lab and everything. They was trying to get everything ready for the holidays so that way we ain't have nothing when we come back, you know. Mm-hmm. Just because the holidays come, the projects don't stop, baby.
Yeah, that is
projects got to keep going. All right, these Ooh. Are billions and billions of dollars, and I'm trying to get a cut.
Not billions and billions.
You know what I'm saying?
The B.
I need but yeah, dollar.
It did not stop for me. And as I woke up the next morning, girl, I was hanging on by a thread. I was trying to figure out, like, where am I going to get this energy to help these people, you know, help my family and my sister, you know, because these ladies ain't finna cook no bird. They looking for the men to cook the bird.
Every time.
And I got to come through.
The meats.
I got to come through.
With the meats.
So, look, man, I found this tiny bottle, right? Mm-hmm. This, like, look, I found something that gave me that extra boost of energy that I needed to get through the day. I ain't going to lie to you. At first, it was a battle. Because I looked at it, and I was like, is this going to really do me justice?
That's
you know?
What they say.
But I seen that it was made with nothing but all natural ingredients. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to give it a shot. And guess what it is?
What?
Magic Mind.
Mm. Say.
Yes. Mm. Magic Mind. Mm. I took a sip of this, and before you knew it, I was able to attack the entire day. Y'all heard of this thing?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's why Excellent. I'm so baffled.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. How did it work for you? How you feel about it?
I am a mother of four.
Mm-hmm.
You hear me?
Four. One, F-O-E. Two, three, four.
Four. Thanksgiving and working, it was real trying times.
Mm-hmm.
So when I got the product, I really wasn't like too fond of how it tastes.
Yeah.
But the productivity of it,
yes.
I was rolling, and not even in a bad way. Like I was up.
Just
my
clarity.
Focus, yes.
Yeah.
Like, that was the focus I've been in years.
Well, mm-hmm. didn't you take that right before you made that TikTok?
Yeah.
We need to link that TikTok for yeah, sure.
So, it's funny because I woke up and I was like, I'm just going to try it out. Because, you know, you try your energy drinks, you try the coffees, yeah. you try the espresso shots, you try the 5-hour energies, you try all these things. Yeah. And it mm-hmm. makes you feel, it's either make your stomach hurt, make you feel eerie or make you crash.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, got Magic Mind. And I said, the taste is not for me personally.
Mm-hmm.
I chugged it. It wasn't bad. It's just something I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
I'm real big on textures. But anyway, but when I got there, I'm waiting for the kick to kick in. But jokes was on me. The kick was already
there. It was on you.
The kick was already in it. You was just like, dang. I can do my whole job. Like, I did my whole
not the
job.
Whole job.
I did my whole.
Not a part. The whole?
The whole the job. Whole. I went to work. They was looking at me. They called me Grasshopper Girl.
It's a long story.
Long story, but we'll get there eventually one day. But, and I did their whole laundry. They the bath. He called me Superwoman because I picked him up with my own arms.
Mm-hmm.
He said that his other person is going to be replaced. That made me feel good. And then when I went home,
yeah.
which, you know, sometimes you think that it has a time frame on it. I went home, and I cleaned my whole house, did laundry, folded laundry, got cooked dinner. And sometimes all that stuff in one day will already have me. I'll be already in my bed.
You could power throughout the day
like,
with
for
zero
real.
Crash.
Zero mm-hmm. crash. The yeah. sleep was crazy.
And Aaron, what do you think about it?
So, you know, for me, prep was a big part of my Thanksgiving. Like, I had a Ooh. Lot of prep work to do.
Yeah.
And with that, with taking that product, like, it really helped me focus. Because I think when you have so many things, you got to cut the greens, you got to cut the yams, you
and
know,
greens.
Wash mm-hmm. and cut the greens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, so it was just so many, like, steps. And so for me, I felt like I was really able to focus in and, you know, get the task. What I really like the most about it was like the ingredients, you know?
Yeah.
So a big thing for me, y'all, y'all know it, listeners, mm-hmm. but if you don't, I'm allergic to pineapple. And,
severely.
A lot of the shots on the market, like the, you know, the energy shots, like they have pineapple juice.
Especially the healthy ones.
Especially the healthy natural ones. Because, I mean, I get it. Pineapple's wonderful, but I can't have it. But I just love the ingredients that they have. So they had matcha, which, you know, is a great source of caffeine, like, but natural caffeine.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Ashwagandha, which is really good for like reducing stress and anxiety. Exactly. Mm-hmm. As well as lion's mane mushrooms, which first off tastes really good. Like if you ever get a chance to taste them.
They do taste really good.
But more than that, they have adaptogens and everything. And they're also great for reducing anxiety.
Girl, I love the way you be talking this talk and you be talking. Like you really.
Like I know something.
Because you do, girl. I'm so proud of you.
As well as inflammation. So I thought that was, it reduces inflammation. So those are just like the things that really stood out to me. As well as the packaging. It was so cute.
That package was cute.
The package was cute.
I took a lot of pictures because that package was cute. Like, I ain't never want a box so bad.
It was really pretty.
It was really pretty. I put that box on portrait mode. It was cute.
But it worked for me. And I felt like I was really able to get the things done and just, you know, because I had such good prep, like the rest of it went pretty smoothly with some help, of course. Shout out to Andy with an I.
Thank you, girl.
For sure. If you would like to try this magic mind, which we all think you should,
highly.
You can just go to www.magicmind.com/offtherock, and we have a code for you.
Yeah.
You can go ahead and just take 20 off the top by using the code OFFTHE20.
OFFTHE20.
Go ahead. You know what I'm saying? We do that for you. So go ahead right now. Go to magicmind.com/offtherock and use the code
Off the 20.
I found some questions that I thought would be very intriguing to ask you on the show.
Okay.
Because I wanted to see, like, you know, just have a sit down. Since we're coming back for a little bit off a hiatus, I just wanted to not have so crazy of an episode. But let's just dive into some deep thinking questions.
Okay.
I guess you can kind of sort of put it towards Rocky situations if you wanted to.
Or mental gems.
Mental gems.
It's going to be a little bit of everything.
Baby, this is a hybrid segment.
Oh, I like that word.
Off the rock gumbo.
Yeah.
Off the rock
gumbo. The Thanksgiving gumbo.
Rocky gumbo.
Here he is.
Man, I'm telling you, this man is a genius.
Man, it's that. Oh, Lord.
So since we in the you know, giving thanks and being grateful for stuff.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What three words describe what you're most grateful for? Don't all go at once.
Well, we was going to wait till you assign because normally me and Aaron be just like, you go ahead. I'm just waiting.
You first.
Well, then I'll do it then.
You first.
I'll be first. Three words that describe what I'm most grateful for. Loving, bittersweet. Loving, bittersweet, and dang it. What's one last? I just need one last word. How come I can think of words all day, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then when it gets to
you need to use them, Are you talking about ribs?
No, this is one of the things that I'm most grateful for.
I know.
And touchdown.
Florida.
Florida game.
Yeah, that was going to give it away right there.
I get it.
So are we doing word association or are we just like listing the words that...
It says three words describe what you're most grateful for.
So you use three words to describe something that you're most grateful for.
Okay.
So like if you're grateful for your house, you use three words to describe your house.
Brick. Cool.
That's okay. I thought we was doing like things we were grateful for, like listing nouns.
I mean, we can do it that way if you want to.
You can do it that way.
Okay.
We freestyling. This is the gumbo.
Okay. You know what? That's true.
If we doing that, then I'm going to go ahead and start over again.
All right.
Because that just makes more sense to me, my brain.
Okay. Well, we would love to enlighten your brain.
Please.
You got Florida football. I'm so grateful for that. My family. Love those people too. You know, they know who they are. Shout out to my gang. You know, shout out to my wife. I'm thankful for her too.
You just said three.
Yeah, that is three.
All right. DJ Step Happy.
Oh.
I was about to keep going because I wasn't prepared to go next.
Okay. I am thankful for my video games. They keep me sober. They keep me from hurting people.
I love that for you.
I'm thankful for God. You know,
my God.
Big G.
Not the little. Make sure you capitalize it.
Put some respect on it.
And I'm thankful for my girlfriend. You know, it's been a fun ride. So.
Beep, beep.
Andy with an I?
Yeah.
It's on you.
Oh, yeah. You gonna wait for us to say it? Everybody done went with you.
No, that is not what happened. And please take that smack up. But, I am grateful for Jesus.
Easter speech.
Yeah. I'm grateful for God. I'm grateful for my children. And I'm not saying it because he said it, but I'm also grateful for my boyfriend. And the reason I'm grateful for my boyfriend is because that perspective that he put in my mind is like really very alternate to what I think. Because my right is not his right. And my left is definitely not his. But it is definitely none.
No friction.
And I like that. So
that's beautiful.
I'm thankful for God / my church. Mm-hmm. And everything that comes with that. Like that, I feel like the church has just unlocked so much.
Facts. Shout out Safe Haven.
Man.
Yeah. I'm also thankful for all the friends that I have. And have had, and going to have, because God is snapping with the new characters, y'all.
I love it too much. Jesus, please slow it down.
Yeah,
I get selfish. I get what's the word? Jealous.
Jealous. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Don't be jealous, baby.
Still get jealous. Mm-hmm. If you are, everybody wants to take.
That's why.
Because I do.
That's why.
Still get jealous.
Me.
Okay.
Last but not least.
Please don't be jealous.
Random music break.
Right.
We have and, those. And the last thing I'm thankful for, my therapist.
Amen.
Shout out to her.
I hope she listens to this episode because, you know, just that's made a big difference in just the trajectory of this year.
So, I love that word. Give me a card. She going to listen to she going to listen to this and be like, you tell that rock boy to come up in here. I'll tell you one thing that we are grateful for, and that's the fans who listen to Off the Rocks.
Most definitely.
We love the Pebbles.
Thankful. The Pebbles, the little rocks from Off the Rocks.
Our little stalagmite.
Not stalag.
Why you ain't no words? What does that mean?
That's them sickles from that are from in caves and stuff.
The little sickle rocks in the caves. Yeah.
That's what that is?
Yeah. Yes.
I caught them. Cave things.
Cave sickles?
Sickles wasn't even pointy rocks.
Mm. Well, we love y'all, Pebbles.
Yes.
Yeah, well, you're not pointy rocks.
You're not pointy rocks.
You're not a rock. So you're a boulder.
Okay. What movie or show you keep rewatching?
I'll take this one. Amen. Bad Girls Club.
Man.
Or Hell's Kitchen. You pick your choice.
Okay, then. What about Hell's Kitchen that gets you so riled up?
You know
because
what?
Because they don't know how to make risotto.
I was just going to say, I don't think that's the question. I think you need to wonder why he watched Bad Girls so much.
No, I understand that.
I don't.
Yo, you want to know why I watch Bad Girls Club so much? Because I understand.
What do you... Oh, my God.
Sometimes
I understand. You living with people that you just don't like. You just want to knock them out. Sometimes.
You got some on your chest?
No. Oh. I've been there before, so I get it. And some of the most iconic moments happened when I was in high school.
On Bad Girls Club?
Yeah.
It's kind of like
I Don't Understand Dance happened my senior year, and I was in. I don't know if
he can't even do it because he got the mic.
Yeah, but I'm trying to tell you, I don't understand. So
it's a comfort show for you.
It really is. I know every character on every season. I can tell you who finna fight, who wins the fight, why they got kicked off, all kinds of that.
I feel like y'all are gonna be surprised by my comfort show.
But yeah, but that's
mine is a movie.
Can I do a movie too, or do I stop at TV show?
I mean, it just
you the name show, too.
But I mean, yeah, you
Django, such a great movie.
That's what. I mean,
I've never heard somebody sing Django so melodically.
It's a song
in Django.
Have you ever been alone?
Wow. Don't you Django, hear the same song? It's a song.
That's how I know it's his favorite, because the way I like my brain just didn't remember that.
I'm just so sick of black trauma.
That's not a black trauma movie. That is comeuppance. That is a black man coming to save his wife and he killing the. Oh, am I loud? I'm so sorry. That is a black man going to save his wife.
That is a black man.
On the way.
What's the name of the book
as
in the movie?
He battles through the
what's
trauma.
The name of the what?
The book that he's talking about. That he's like reminded of. That the Django is reminded of.
Probably
like,
Roots.
The German book.
Oh, Brumhilda. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Brumhilda. That's what his wife was named after. He's the hero that saves Brumhilda.
Makes me want to read that book.
Yeah,
it's I'm gonna do it. 2024.
Yeah, right.
Like, it's basically Shrek.
I want to read it even more now.
All right, but yeah, but that movie it's not black trauma. I get it. I don't watch black trauma films. That movie is different because even though it is slavery, they show a different side of slavery that you don't see in movies. You don't get to see a slave become free, work with a white man to go kill white people just because they're bounty hunters. And it just so happened that on the way.
In the great words of that white man on there, I bet you love that. He said, I bet you love that.
It's just great acting all the way through. It's great. The KKK scene is the funniest scene in that movie.
It makes me so uncomfortable. Yeah. I mean, it don't make me uncomfortable watching it. Like, you know how on them real slave movies, it makes you just like get... grind, you get angry, you get so mad. But this one, I was like,
don't you ask me or mine for nothing.
That man said, no, we don't have any more bags. I told my kids that, and no one understood, and I was on the floor.
And she just saw it for the first time.
Yeah, I just saw it for the first time this year. So that was great.
But yeah, I love Django.
Andy?
Yeah, you tell us. What show or movie you rewatching a lot?
We are dream girls, boy. We'll make you happy.
That's a good movie.
Yeah. Yep.
I don't even like those kind of movies, but
I love Dream Girls. I like musicals, period.
I just want the cars that was in Dream Girls.
Man, nice do cars. You not know?
Some nice fits, too.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait to see it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can't wait to see it.
Second of that would be like the Great Gatsby's. Those cars.
I loved when the Great Gatsby movie came out.
Yeah, such that was a great movie.
Yeah, like, my school, like I was in my junior year, so my teacher, like she made us t-shirts,
mm-hmm.
and it said like, "Ain't no party like a Gatsby party, because a Gatsby party don't stop until at least two people are dead and everybody's disillusioned with the jazz age as a whole."
That's
on a shirt.
That is a t-shirt right there.
Yeah.
That is a
t-shirt. That might be a hoodie.
No, it is.
That's
it
a blanket.
That's an umbrella.
I like that.
Shout out to Miss Cowan.
I like that. I like that for you.
That's a great summary of the entire movie, though.
Yeah,
honestly.
No, that's, yeah.
And everybody's disillusioned.
With the jazz age as a whole.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But that's not my comfort movie.
No, I'm ready.
Is the comfort movie?
Well, it's not a movie. The Avatar. The Last Airbender. That's like a classic for me. But I don't know why, but around when it gets cold, I watch Ugly Betty.
Ugly Betty is a great show.
I love that show.
It is a great show.
You know, that's the equivalent of me watching Jane the Virgin in the winter.
I love Jane the Virgin.
Good. I will rewatch
Telenovela.
Man! The Telemundo.
So many twists and turns.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
So many twists and turns in that show.
Man.
Twins.
If that's not Young and the Restless, like,
yeah,
young and restless,
very restless,
yeah, very restless. There is no sleep in that.
There's
that
no
show.
Sleep in that show, but I love.
And there's babies, and there's still no sleep.
What about you, Rock? What would you say is your like comfort show / movie?
Honestly, anything from the Teen Disney era. Like, yeah. I could watch a Teen
Wendy
Disney.
Woo, Homecoming Warrior.
Lemonade Mouth.
Starstruck.
I could definitely see being a Lemonade Mouth.
Jump In.
Yeah, Jump In.
Keep it going.
I'm not going to lie, Jump In was great.
Double Cross.
High School Musical 1, 2, and 3. Can't go wrong with Minuteman. High School Musical.
Air Bud.
Minuteman. Yeah.
Oh, I'll give you my top, one of my top ones. And I'm probably going to catch flack for this, oh, but it's okay. But Cheetah Girls?
Oh, no. Whoa, Cheetah Girls. What? Bougie Hippie was a Cheetah Girl.
Yeah. Was. Okay, okay. So shout out.
Was.
Shout
was.
Out.
That's the nickname.
Okay.
Shout out to Kay.
I'll be okay with that.
Shout out to Kaylin.
How we in the
You know, me being the big uncle and everything, so whenever I would have to like watch or hang out with him, the first thing she'll run to would be the Cheetah Girls.
Yeah.
And so it just got to the point where, all right, I see why you watch this.
It is weird. Yeah.
And I'm watching it. Then my favorite one is the one in Barcelona.
I was going to say, like, that y'all,
that's the best one.
I need a do over to Spain. We need to go to Barcelona so I can do the scene.
Off the Rock in Barcelona?
Yeah.
I mean, we probably don't want to, but yeah, maybe. Yeah, maybe.
We can all wear cheetah print.
No.
I don't know about that.
Rock print.
There we go. But did you know that tickets to Paris are $500 right now?
I know. Today's my birthday.
They do have bed bugs.
Go at your own risk.
Oh, man.
But today, November 28th, is a good day for buying tickets. It was all over the internet.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Well, go get your tickets to Paris.
No, maybe Spain, though. Maybe Ireland.
No bed bugs.
Ireland.
And then there's The New Girl.
Yeah,
man, I love the new girl.
I never seen it or heard it.
It's so good.
Shout out to Zooey Deschanel.
Yeah,
she's so talented.
I love that she sang her problems.
Shout out to
I feel like that was great.
You felt seen.
I felt seen. New Girl make me feel seen. And I was pregnant, so all my emotions was like very much in tune with hers.
Yeah.
Like I was in. Like Nick. Nick is my guy.
Nick.
But who's more than my guy? More than my guy?
Dang.
You know his name.
Y'all, they're pointing at each other like Spider-Man.
I know, right? We really are. I want to say Wilson, but no.
No, it's not Wilson.
It's not Wilson.
What is that man's name?
It starts with a W.
Man. We have devices.
Yeah, we got devices.
Man.
It's not Wilson. Dang. Why can't I think of his name?
Winston.
Winston. Yes, Winston.
That's my guy.
Winston. That was the answer. Amazing.
You won $200.
Who? Winston?
Go ahead.
Winston won $200? Why would Winston win
$200? I was doing a Jeopardy joke.
Oh, okay.
You got that. Yeah.
Man, Winston, okay. I don't care. People called him racist. People said that he had a fat phobia. People said that he was a narcissist. But you know what I say? That guy is misunderstood.
He is.
What happened to Coach? Like, Coach disappeared.
Coach came back.
So what happened to Coach is that he was actually filming something else. I think he was filming Let's Be Cops.
Yep.
He was filming Let's Be Cops, and it did not, the scheduling didn't work out. Yeah. So he did do, I think, he didn't even do a whole season. I think he did like one or two episodes.
Yeah.
No, he did one or two episodes in the beginning.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, he came back though.
Okay.
He did come back.
Like season three or season four.
And I did like the fact that it wasn't no strife.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Like now you got two black guys and two white guys and a girl. Like, great.
And then another girl.
And another girl.
And then Megan Fox came.
And then Megan Fox came.
It was beautiful. Oh, and then my next on my list is The Rookie. I love The Rookie.
Oh, it's such a great show.
I stand by The Rookie. Great show. The Rookie is so good.
That scene when they beat up the racist, when the racist cop let them beat up his black partner.
Boy, that hurt my soul.
And then and everybody was, they knew it was him. He tried to cut off his body cam. Oh, such a good scene.
That boy said, kink. And then, so what happens is, when he clicked on the, he turned off the body cam, it saved the last 2 minutes of what was recorded. And so he tried to act as if, like, he tried to help him and getting jumped, when in reality, he went around the building and let them jump him.
Yeah,
I seen that on TikTok.
Yeah.
It's a great show.
It's a great show. I love it. Yeah. I love it.
Well, that's great. I'm glad we all have some, well, everything that we related to, really.
Okay. My next question, right? In what ways do you feel supported in a friendship?
This is...
Ooh, that would make my heart tingle.
You probably should have told us this one was coming so we could be mentally prepared for this one.
Yeah, because you're trying to make people cry.
Can you repeat it one more time?
Thank you, because I was going to ask too.
In what ways do you feel supported in a friendship?
in a friendship or
I could
in...
say our friendship.
Mm. Mm. That's a very specific dynamic.
Yeah. Because mm-hmm. then that I have to be like
because we have individually. To talk about each individual person. Yeah.
Yeah.
You we know, can do that. I'm down.
I'm game.
I bet y'all are.
I don't know.
Go ahead, DJ Step Happy.
Oh, DJ Step Happy got this. All right.
Here we go. Here we go. And what ways? Right,
I'm gonna start with Rocksteady over
Thank
here.
Thank you.
keep it light. I feel supported. Specifically with you, Rock, when you're always positive. If I say I gotta go cut some grass today, you got it, man. Go cut that grass. Like
cut that grass.
And you call and check on me too. I got friends that I've been friends with for almost two decades who we might talk once every 6 months. And you call at least once a week. You call and be like, hey, how you doing? Everything all right? What you up to? So that's how I feel supported by you.
I like that, man.
Kusan.
Kusan?
Bougie. Hippie.
That me?
Hippie.
The big too great.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. He on you.
You know we've been each other lives from the beginning.
We go back from the like jump.
You've been in my life my whole life.
No right, you've been in my life since I was one in mm-hmm. some couple months.
Mm-hmm.
I feel supported by you because you are the soft cousin. You are the if something is wrong, I know I can go sit down and cry with you.
Oh,
if I can't cry with nobody else, I can cry with you. Mm-hmm. And you're gonna give me the real advice. You're not gonna be like, yeah, you do that. You're gonna tell me what exactly. And if I do tick you off, you let me know. Moving on. So, Andy with an I. before we even started dating, you was a good friend in general. We used to text all the time.
Boy, he is lying.
No, before we started, we was texting. Not like no, all the time.
But y'all hated each other.
No, we didn't, actually. We just both understood that. She understood that there was nothing she could say that would make me mad. And I understood that I have to be very specific with what I say because I will make her mad. And so it was mostly just her talking.
You get red, friend.
It was mostly just her talking her mess to me and me taking it and then being like, Ann, what you going to do about it? Yeah.
So
that's him writing your life with this typewriter.
Oh, no.
But when we were texting, though, before we actually got into the whole dating thing, it was just talking about everything, you know, talking about past life, current life, just stuff that was going on. And she gave me some good advice. She's the reason why I started drawing again, actually. So
bless God.
You know. So yeah. That's how y'all peoples support me. You rocks.
No.
Aww.
All right,
who wanna go next? If not, I'll take it.
Go ahead. I think you should go because you said you were ready. Because they're still getting their emotions together.
I'm marinating.
I need a handhold.
I'm going to start with the main man, the myth, the legend, DJ Step Happy.
Is he your Step Happy?
Is he your Step Happy?
I'm going to say, like, the way that I feel supported by you is I know, you know, sometimes I overthink things. And when I do, you're there to be like, Rock, it ain't that deep. All you got to do is just a little bit of this and a little bit of that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're good.
Bada boom, bada bang. Yeah.
But I know also, though, if it came down to where it was anime troubled in my mind, I don't remember one. I need a new one. I need the vibes. He got me. And we definitely bond a lot over music. Because, yes, like, his bag is just as big as my bag when it comes to music. But it also, it's like, you know how you got a Venn diagram?
Mm-hmm.
It's like we meet here, mm-hmm. but his stuff sometimes is over here. And mm-hmm. I want to travel over there because I want to see what's all over there mm-hmm. so I can figure out how deep the bag is, you know?
We did just you. Recently both find out we like Currency.
Yes.
So that was
And he's spitter. Like... He's also one of those guys who I can definitely relate to. Yeah. And I feel like I can talk to you about anything. Yeah. And you will understand and you meet me where I'm at, you know? Mm-hmm. Which is dope.
That's a big Thank support you. Right there.
Yeah. And when it comes to Andy with an I.
Hi.
I feel like Andy with an I is like my big little sister.
Yeah, oh that's my exactly God. How y'all
that
act.
Big little sister. Yeah.
That's exactly how y'all act.
Because
she do be acting like your mama.
It's like she gives me all of the she gives me the tough care. But, you know, the loving tough cat. And I love it because we're kind of the same like that. You know, we cool. We'll try not to be brash in the beginning. You know, we like, we used to it. And that's what we thrive in. But we know we got to do better. You know? Yeah. So it's a, it might be a dap hug. A hug dap.
One day. But then a hug the next.
Yeah. You don't know, you know? But it's, the love is always there. Most of it. And I know if I ever, if it was ever woman troubles in my life, she would, and it's gone.
All right, I told this, I called this man personally. You know, you have graduated to my bro, and all you need is one call, that's all.
Okay, what JG, she don't know is it was real tears after that.
Man.
Like, it was real tears.
You got nothing else to say.
Now we're moving over to
the bougie, you know, of the hippie.
Last but definitely not the least.
Bougie.
The bougie hippie. Now, when you talked about the softer side, the softer side of life, this is a lady who helped me through a whole bunch of trauma that I had to, that I endured, right, in my life. And didn't my awareness to it, my emotional awareness was negative 100 until I met this lady.
Yeah, same.
And then now my emotional awareness is by far the greatest of my family. The things that she has taught me through life, I use every day. And it has made my life a lot better. Yeah, so the man that sits here today was not the man that sat here when y'all first, you know, when we first started this.
Yeah.
I have become the man I am today with the help of this lady. And I wouldn't be so, like, aware of my emotions if it wasn't for her. But she also, see, and this is the part where we clash, right?
Because she's the little big sister.
No. It's not that. It's because she is extremely soft. And I'm extremely brave.
It's a pillow and a rock.
It is.
Oh.
A pillow and a rock. That's the title right there.
But at the end of the day, it's still a warm pillow and a rock because I know the love is real.
Yeah.
But don't get it twisted.
Please don't get it twisted.
Because this pillow would, and this rock will hit you like a sock and butter. Man. Because just as soft as she could be, she can hop on that level.
That pillow got a warm side.
It's got a, yeah.
You got to flip it over and get the cold side.
Every pillow has a hot side.
Yeah, sometimes a little salty over there, too.
Okay.
But it's all love.
It's a pillow with a Beyonce pillowcase.
With some Taylor Swift.
Okay.
All right. All right. Right.
Look, she's like, okay, now, right. Now you're pushing.
Is that Beyonce? That's my tag. Wow, thank you. That's beautiful.
All right, so which one of y'all ladies got y'all emotions together to do this?
Any, many, money.
No, rock, paper, scissors for it. All right.
Aaron. Hold
on. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Okay.
On shoot, you drop. Yeah. She won, so you go, Andy.
Oh, I did not know that how that, that I did not know that how that went.
Okay. Hey, man.
I'm sorry.
Sponsor.
So,
yeah, we're going to cut that for sure.
Yeah, I did it twice. Mm. I'm going to start with Rock because he's sitting directly in front of me.
Hi.
Not y'all. Hi,
I'm home.
Somebody watch Jimmy Neutron.
Yeah, I love that little monkey.
Well, Rock, the way he supports me is like he's giving me a older brother type
dynamic
for sure. Like the fact that I can come to him and I got to know when to come to him, because that's what you got to do with your big brother. You got to know when to come to him, because if you come to him, your brassness will just be too much for me. And I'll be like, I don't want to talk to you, and I don't have to talk to you. And I'll go off, and then you'll be like, well, this is just what this is. And da 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 da. And I'm just like, see, this is our problem. But one thing about it, he's going to always tell me the truth. Whether it's painful, uncomfortable, it's going to be told. And, bro, he feeds me. He gives me the ribs.
The ribs be fire.
The ribs be fire.
Emphasis on the fire.
Emphasis on the fire.
I can't make a rag and not think about Andy.
No, you cannot at this point. That's
That's sacrilegious.
Mm-hmm. I like that. So yeah, it's number love, and I definitely will be the girl. Oh, yep, yeah. Real talk.
Sorry, ladies. You know what happened.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
Onomatopoeia queen. Sorry.
I can't look at you right now, but okay. DJ Step Peppy.
Yeah,
he supports me with a different perspective every time. Like, he's very much taught me that it don't have to be this way. It don't have to be hard. It don't have to be strenuous. Like, you can actually lay down. Like, you cannot argue. You cannot say these things, and you cannot get mad. And I was just like, what do you mean? Man, that's just sounds so stupid.
As we argue.
Right. Get mad. But he does that, and honestly, wherever I lack, he's strong in. And I think that gives me a lot of support and comfort and security to know, like, this is someone that I'm definitely happy to have in my life. And then my baby.
Me?
Yeah.
Me?
I know that sounds so crazy. I just did that. You know,
bougie. Hippie,
he is. Bougie hippie. From the moment of February 5th.
Our friend anniversary. Wow.
That's when I seen Sparks. I knew it was you.
You the best that I've
And been. As long as I live, you will be. My first love. I had to think of the lyrics. But she supports me heavily. Like, as soft as this woman is, she is very much strong to be able to bear my issues, her other friends' issues, her parents' issues, your issues, his issues, you know what I'm saying? And still be able to cope and be that friend that you need. Like, I don't think she's a cup that, you know what I'm saying, that she pour. I really honestly feel like you're the faucet. Like, you're the supplier. Like,
God.
Infiltrate the dealer, find the supplier. Like, you are her. She is you.
Wow. You got that good.
Man, like, you
that
do. That's Zion.
That 8-ball.
Like, thinking, like, people should not mistake you for mid. Like, you wow. are chest compressions. Like,
you are not Reginald.
You are not. Like, you are... bum, biggity bum. Like, that's what you are. And your support has made me be a support to someone else. Like, the way you pour into me makes me overflow to be able to pour into somebody else.
Aww.
Wow.
So eloquently spoken.
I mean, girl.
Not only am I onomatopoeia queen, I awfully do great with metaphors.
Okay. All right.
That girl like to read.
I do.
All right, bougie, hippie. Bougie,
I don't even know, like, hippie. Which direction to start.
Girl, start anywhere, because, you know, my booty was on fire. I was like, oh.
Well, nobody has started with Andy yet.
Andy with an I. February 5th is going to be our friendiversary.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank God for you, like, all the time, because, like, you... I don't know, when we first met, it was, you know, the energy was there, but mm-hmm. that the day those sparks were flying.
Yeah, they flew.
They flew, and we took off ever since.
Has not been a day.
I don't even know what life is like without Andy with an I at this point, because it felt like once we met, like, we've known each other for at least 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
No less.
No less.
And I don't know, when you see her, you see me.
And when you see me, you see her. Like,
that's just what it is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The yin to my yang.
Yeah. The
mm-hmm.
yin to my yang.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate that. I like that it was very sweet and short.
Got to.
Yeah. Because we know.
Mm-hmm. We know.
We know.
Cousin?
Cousin?
Comment ça va, cousin?
Comment ça va, cousin?
Ça va très bien, cousin.
Listeners, me and Andy are with you.
Right. Nah, Ted.
Jamal.
Mm. Hi.
Ooh.
Okay, so I don't even know where to start. Like I said, I've known you my whole life. You were like my built-in best friend, for real, for real.
Yeah. For real.
I really wouldn't be the bougie, the hippie, the nerd without you. You know, I think you encouraged me to pursue a lot of my like hobbies because you were doing them too.
Yeah.
And I think you also helped make me. I think that like a lot of my emotional intelligence does come from you, just because I think we talk so much growing up. Just always, we're always talking out things, and even when I had problems, I know I could always come to you and talk it out, and you're going to give me a solution, or even if not a solution, just listening. And it's always meant so much to me, and I'm just really happy to have you in this reality, because I know whenever you're frequently in my reality, it's about to be a big shift. So I'm excited, and I'm happy to spend this time with you.
And I can verify, she actually did say that, that cosine is in my life consistently. It's going to be a shift. I was like, ah!
It's going to be a shift.
It always happens.
It always happens. So I'm just thankful for it. All right. And
right. I love the background.
And lastly is Rock.
Rock.
I don't even know what to say. What do you say about a man who has so many accolades? Such a reputation that precedes him.
So many skill sets.
So many, like, I'm talking about a jack of all trades. This man,
that man crazy.
He's a part-time chef. He's an engineer.
An engineer.
A musician.
A musician.
A rapper.
A rap, y'all. A rapper. I'm still waiting on the song.
I am too.
It's coming.
That's what you say.
An entrepreneur on top of all that.
Entrepreneur. And, you know, speaking of trajectories, like, that was a big one. That was a big trajectory change. Just like you coming into my life and introducing me to, encouraging me to podcast. Cause I approached him telling him about my dreams. He's like, well, come on. And I just feel like we've just taken off ever since. And I like that we can just talk about just about anything. And it's no judgment. It's understanding. It's listening. It's patience. And even when there isn't, like, it's okay. Cause we know like we'll pause and we'll just come back, you know? And I like that a lot.
We literally had a conversation about Cornish hens.
Yeah, and I feel supported by you because like you let me go off on my tangents too.
That's true.
And like you follow through, like you follow the tangents, and that means a lot to me because I can they go.
He supported you all the way to Beyonce.
He did.
And he don't even like Beyonce.
Lord. Look, we're going to have story time.
Man.
About that. Like, because it was great. Like, Beyonce, the vibe was, Lord, New Orleans.
Yeah.
Y'all.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. But it was great. It'd be a great story time. Well, I'm happy that everybody in here vibes and gets alongs and we all love each other. And you can feel the genuine feelings of it. We're family.
Everybody's so high strung. And it's not high strung. It's just like on edge because what do you mean talk about our feelings? We already know.
Right. Like, but it's different verbalizing it though.
Yeah.
Man, I'm over here just like.
I bet you didn't know any of most of the stuff that we said tonight that we felt that way.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
I mean, we knew. But like,
but to hear it, like I said, it's different. Yeah. It's like, dang, you feel that way about
you like me?
You like me?
You like me?
You're 20?
You're 20?
Yeah, so we said all of that to let y'all know that y'all going to be held captive. It ain't nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, once you're here, you're here, baby.
Yeah, you're here. Mm-hmm. Ain't nothing you can do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, look, man, we've had a great episode here. Oh, wait, did you do yours?
I did.
Yeah, I was going to say you did his. I was going to make sure. Yeah, we had a great episode here. I'm trying to tell you. I'm trying to make sure that, you know, we give our little one-offs before we get on up out of here. You know what I'm saying? DJ Step Happy, you want to say something before we get out of here?
Magic Mind helped me probably more than it helped y'all three the most.
Yeah.
Anybody who knows me know I have a hard time sleeping. And then when it's time to be up, I have a hard time staying awake.
Mm-hmm.
The first time I took it, I had 3 hours of interrupted sleep. I'm not going to say uninterrupted.
Yeah.
Interrupted sleep. Toddler hand in my neck, foot in my back.
A sick baby.
Sick baby coughing. 2-year-old whining. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I took this Magic Mind matcha shot, and that's what the optimism was like. well, I'm not gonna say optimism. I'm gonna say the pessimism at first, because I was like, we're gonna see if this, if this really works.
That's what we always do.
If this really works, we'll see. And I was up for a solid 5-6 hours. Just wired.
Just wired.
No, no jittery.
No jitter.
No, you were just clear. Yeah.
And I was multitasking. I was playing the game, watching children, on the phone, cleaning.
Needed him to be that.
3 teenage girls, a 4-year-old boy, and a toddler baby.
Yeah, girl. You had every hand you thought you had.
Just all in my space. And another 4-year-old little girl was there too.
Sure was.
And so...
Not bonus toddlers.
Bonus toddler and a one bonus toddler and a bonus teenager.
Oh yeah, bonus teenager and a bonus toddler.
But you know, I got through the day. I slept great after for a solid 2 hours. It wasn't a crash. It was just more of a you haven't been to sleep. You need to go to sleep.
Oh yeah.
But the next couple of days after that, I did get some decent sleep. And I was having a good day. I normally nap around 12. I was taking them energy drinks. The nap didn't come to by 4, and it wasn't a long nap either.
Yeah, so, we got
to
get moving.
Yeah, so it was the energy drink helped me a lot for sure, and energy shot keeps saying energy drink.
One thing I hear consistently through all of our stories is the mental awareness after
the
you
mental
take it.
Awareness is crazy,
and the focus too.
And the focus, you I forgot that I could even do that.
Yeah.
I'm not even. I'm
got you can focus,
man, because I'm just like I'm always. In my brain is rattled. It's always go, 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 go. It's
especially in today's society, everything's so fast.
So yeah, like, it's real.
It can like cloud brain is real. And so like I think like it really helped like battle against that for me.
It was great.
You know, again, if you want to try these products, all you have to do is go to magicmind.com/offtherock and go ahead and off the 20 before you get it.
Off the 20.
Yeah, go ahead and make sure you put in the code off the 20.
Off the 20.
You know, I already know it. Now, look, man, let's go ahead and give these people one last thought before we get on up out of here. Who would like to go first?
It got to be one of the ladies. We went first.
Yeah. We didn't manned up for you the last couple seconds.
Yeah.
Thank you for manning up.
Yeah. My thought to leave with you guys is truthfully, help yourself. And what I mean by help yourself, like give your body those things that you could really use and benefit in life, like the stretching, like the hydration, like the sitting down and the rest. Is the rest, y'all, is going to get you through, because what God gave one of his servants was some bread and a nap, and he was ready to face the world, like real talk. So take it, you know, nourish your body and take the naps.
Nice.
I'll piggyback off of that and follow up with rest is resistance. You know, I think in today's society, because everything moves so fast, like there's a pressure to go, 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 grind, grind, grind. And all that is important. Productivity is important. But at the same time, you need to have proper rest and stay hydrated, because it's cold, y'all. The winter is rough. And, you know, you can be battling the ashiness from the inside out.
Man.
Omega, okay. As usual, drink water. Brush your teeth.
Brush your teeth.
Put on lotion.
Put on lotion.
Tell someone you love that you love them today. Yes. Tell them that you appreciate them.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all I got.
Take a deep breath. Drink water.
Oh, and check your posture. Check your posture.
Yeah, please. Because, man,
that's why your back hurt.
Yeah.
Your slouch.
Unclench your jaw.
Unclench your jaw. Move them knees a little bit.
Yeah, oil them down.
Get the crackling out.
Pow, pow.
Man, y'all just read me for filth.
I was just like, let me.
I'm glad the mic went on my back, because y'all would have heard clack, 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 clack.
What I would say is sometimes it takes for you to go through something to get where you need to go and where you need to grow. I mean, like, even in the Bible, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego went through the fire, but God didn't you know, push them through until they went into something. Mm-hmm. So you had to go into something in order to be able to grow sometimes.
Man, head on. Man. And be willing.
Yeah.
That willing part. Because you think them boys, who wants to be set on fire?
Who wants to go? Like, and he made the fire extra hot.
Extra.
What about Diana Lyons then? You had to go through. You gotta be in it.
Man, God put the taste out his... Man, God is so good where you can sit in the lion's den and not even be tasteful to a lion.
Exactly.
You are a fleshy human meaty being.
I'm good.
And that lion said, like, didn't even put him to sleep.
And don't even get me started with David and Goliath.
Man.
But hey, though, I ain't gonna lie to you. I seen
I ain't gonna do it.
I seen a true slingshot. That man was cooking with grease.
Man, he was popping. He was popping.
They're raising a pistol.
Have you seen an actual slingshot?
For real. Like the real ones? Like,
and then just to get hit like smack dab in your
bar.
Bro.
In your head, like right in the middle.
That's your light switch. Hit it hard enough.
Like thunder.
If y'all want to read a book, read the Bible. I'm telling y'all, so many stories, so many good things. And if you are an active imagination, I mean, if you have an active imagination, the Bible would be great for you.
Yeah.
Because it's them stories.
Yeah.
You'll be like, I really be like, God, dang. Like, things happen in the Bible. And I'd be like, I'm so good, God. You know, send Jesus.
Yeah.
Because,
But also, though, if you also have a vibrant imagination, and even if it ain't that imaginable and vibrant in your brain, Off the Rock is still here for
you. Yeah, we will translate.
We will help you get that.
We'll read you the story, and it's going to make you want to go read it. Like, let me go read it.
Yeah.
Let me go see what they talking about.
So, who is Song of the Week on this week?
Man.
Oh, man. Oh, mine was Energy, Beyonce.
Oh, well, you know.
Since we had the energy drink, you know.
I mean, hey, look, we got energy.
So is it energy, birthday girl?
It is your birthday, so whichever one you want.
Look around, everybody on mute.
Well, I guess it's energy. Well, look, man, y'all be back next 2 weeks with the same face, the same time, and same energy, right? And remember, if you ain't vibing with Off the Rock Gang, what are you at?
Under a rock.
You're under a rock. And you're
side. Only double lines we cross is dollar signs. Yeah. Ooh, 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 ooh. Hold up. Wait. I hear you just got paid, making rain, energy. Shima Cancun, he lost Saint-Tropez. Be waving around, the crowd gon' move. Look around, everybody on mute. Look around, it's me and my crew. Big energy.
We was on stop mode, got froze, froze from pitch vogue. No pause, chuck too much, bro, clip on load. That's that Kodak energy.
Camera go pop, 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 pop. Keep them waiting like that, 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 that. Ooh, la, la, la. That's the way them boys sound when I walk through the black, black, black. Then I Uzi that doozy. Shot, shot, shot. Chillin', mindin' our business. Poppin' our paint and champagne through the ceiling. Sippin' it up, flicking it up. All this good energy got you all in your feelings, feelings. I'm crazy, I'm swearing, I'm daring. Your man's staring. I just entered the country with derringers. Cause them Karens just turned into terrorists.
You was on stop mode, got phones, phones from Facebook.